February 28th.
59. Happiness. Not many people are happy, but all the libraries are filled with books on happiness, and this very fact should make us curious. The ancients gave us dozens of recipes on how to conduct a happy life, each of them contradicting the other, or at least with very dissimilar opinions. The modernity has its own solutions up to the negation of the very possibility of having a happy life. And recently, Mr. Francis H. came up with his own idea of happiness. He argues that the problem of happiness can be reduced to wealth, knowledge, and a personal belief of being in control of one's own life. Let's at first consider these factors. Wealth is important, according to Mr. Francis H., because it allows the satisfaction of one's basic needs. Knowledge in general, meant as scientific knowledge, has increased dramatically over the last centuries, but arguing that this has contributed to general happiness is at least risky, not to mention superfluous. Here we come to the third aspect of happiness, the personal belief of being in control. It is founded on one's opinion or interpretation of external events, or one's own character, whatever you call it. Therefore, it is crucial and subsumes all the rest. One is happy when he believes he is happy.